Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, President of the American Family Association.
All right, welcome back to the radio program, Today's Issues on American Family Radio. Tim here with Ed, and Steve Jordahl is now with us. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey, folks, before we get to Steve and the news, we have resumed our plans for our two spiritual heritage tours of Washington, D.C., which includes Mount Vernon, and then we're also going to Williamsburg, Jamestown, and Yorktown in June and September. Now, June, we were full, but we had some folks cancel, and so we have some seats available for the June trip. You can check out that June, those June dates, and in September, we have a few seats left as well. So, you know, if you're going to quarantine till October, then this is not for you.
Right.
Okay. But if you want looking to get out and see the country a little bit with some fellow Christians and learn about early American history, and this may be for you. So check it out. I'll just send you to our website. You know, 80% of our folks who signed up are still going.
And these historical areas are open to the public?
They will be.
Okay.
They're not now, today.
Yeah.
It would have been a problem if we were trying to go today. But, yeah, Williamsburg we've called, and D.C. Unless something changes between now and then, you know.
Right.
But everything's going to be open and ready to go. Certainly in September. September rolls around, everything's closed, and we're all doomed.
Oh, man.
We're all going to be
eating. I didn't even think about that.
I know. That don't think, anyway. So go to spiritualheritagetours.com, spiritualheritagetours.com, and bring your own face mask. We do not provide face masks. We provide hotels, foods, speaker, Stephen McDowell, but no. Anyway, I better stop right there.
Well, the good thing is that each person gets their own bus, and each bus will be 6 feet apart. So,
which helps the environment.
Yeah, that's true. Good point. Yeah,
the more buses you can get, helps the environment. All right, Steve. Good morning, and go ahead, my friend.
Good morning. Hey, so everybody's talking about how are we going to get out of this recession? What's the recovery going to look like? And when? As far as when, that's up to individual governors. But President Trump yesterday announced that he's going to try to jumpstart this economic recovery by loosening restrictions or loosening regulations around the country. He is going to, his plan is going to center on suspending federal regulations for small businesses, expanding an existing administration program that requires agencies to revoke two regulations for every one they issue. So that's the president's best plan at putting the heart jumper cables on to the economy.
Okay, so I've been hearing about Texas, for example, and of course other states are looking into it, but Texas wanted to get small businesses back open.
Yep.
And if you encourage that and encourage the formation of small business by loosening some of these regulations, maybe that'll work. I don't know, but I'm sure there's still a lot of uncertainty in the economy. But as things begin to get back to normal, this could be very helpful.
This is what he's hoping. And in fact, loosening regulations is given as one of the main reasons that we were in such an economic boom before all this happened, because President Trump started doing that right as soon as he got into office. And that really turbocharged the economy. And so he's hoping he can do it again. I'm hearing many authorities say that maybe a V-shaped recovery is a little ambitious. It could be a little bit of a U-shaped recovery, and we don't know how long it's going to last. But the president seems to be doing all he can to
explain that. I think I know what you mean by that, but
yeah, it's a term they've been using. So a V-shaped recovery, if you think in your mind of the letter V, it's a steep decline on the left side, and then it's a steep rise, just automatically a steep rise at the other end. The low point would be where you're at the low point in the economy. A U-shaped recovery would be a steep decline like we had, and then a little bit of a slow rise for a while, and then it'll take a little time before it starts shooting up again.
Yeah. So okay, no, I just wanted our listeners to understand
that's what
you
they
meant
mean
by
when
that.
They talk about V-shape versus U-shape versus.
I think the U-shape is the best we can hope for. I don't see it going rocketing back up the minute states open, for business. I think that's.
I don't know that
too much.
I don't know that anybody's ever just strangled $4-5 trillion economy, just shut it down. Actually, $40-50 trillion economy just killed it. I don't know that that's ever happened. How are we supposed to know how it's going to come back?
Yeah, no, that's let's create a model to predict.
We could. There's not enough of those going around.
All right. What else you got, Steve?
I wanted to talk about Harvard. Harvard took some money. You may see the government was offering money grants to different organizations and businesses, and Harvard decided they wanted their share, and they got $8.6 million in part of the stimulus package. But then it was revealed that they have a nearly $41 billion with a B dollar. Endowment, which means they have more money than they could possibly spend in a lifetime. At least I couldn't. And so the president is asking them to return it back. Harvard's saying, no, we're going to keep it. We're going to direct 100% of the funds to assist students and will not be using any to cover institutional costs, which I don't know why that matters. But yeah, they're keeping the money, they say.
Well, they shouldn't keep the money when you have a They should voluntarily decline to participate in that when you've got $41 billion. Come on, and you're trying to take
$8.6 million
from the government, in which the money was designed and intended to help people who were struggling to make ends meet,
right,
save their businesses, and you apply for, and Harvard's not, when you got a $41 billion endowment means they got that's money in the bank they can access anytime.
Right.
That's shameful.
I got a $41 endowment in the bank.
You got okay. $41
endowment. Yeah. I'm now, using that.
Now, I just think I think they should refuse it. They shouldn't even apply for it. That's why do you want to take advantage of that, as I say, when other people, when you know what the intentions were for that money.
On top of that, I read recently where I think the two schools named, I'm pretty sure were Harvard and Stanford, they are not refunding to students money that they've already paid for room and board. So obviously the students have all gone home. They are supposedly continuing their education online, but they're not in their dormitories, and because they can't. They're not allowed on campus. But those two schools in particular are not refunding that money to students. In other words, we paid for room and board for the entire semester, but in March they sent us home, so we get a refund, right? And so Harvard's saying, no, we're not giving you a refund on your room and board, and we're taking government money. Those both are shameful acts, I think. Mm-hmm. If you've got that kind of money. Now, colleges that are having a hard time paying their staff and so on and so forth, I think that's the intent for the money that was offered.
Yeah, I don't know that it would make a difference to me if I was paying room and board for my kids. Whether if they're home, I'm paying room and board for them again. Yeah. I don't want to pay twice, no matter what college.
Well, you are. They're living in your basement.
I know, right?
I don't have a basement.
I was speaking figuratively. You can't have a basement in Mississippi. Right?
You can't?
It's very difficult. The water table is so high.
Yes. Not a problem in Colorado, by the way.
Right.
What, water tables?
Rolls downhill, even underground.
That's right. every house has a basement.
What else you got, Steve?
So police in Westport, Connecticut, they are testing a new pandemic drone. What could possibly go wrong? They say this is a drone that will be able to scan a crowd and discover the body temperatures of people in the crowd to determine if they have fevers and or other health symptoms.
Where are they doing this?
In Westport, Connecticut. It's pretty close to New York City, kind of in the bullseye of this thing. Oh, but by the way, not only will it take body temperatures, but it'll look at the heart and respiratory rates. Oh, and also detect if people cough in that crowd. And oh, by the way, it'll also monitor residents if they're social distancing in public areas. So, yeah. Oh, and I didn't mention that it'll detect certain infectious conditions from 190 feet away.
It detect a bullet being shot at it?
Yeah, it might be able to detect it.
Because I'm shooting that down if it comes near
but
my
it,
house.
Well, you're not allowed to have guns in Connecticut.
They just have the liberal state.
So these drones can do all of that?
Yeah. That's what they're testing
anyway.
This
is just a test? Or is this going to be connected to some sort of law enforcement response? What if they find out that you're not 6 feet away and one of you's got a fever? Then what do they do?
Well, the police are testing it, so it is a law enforcement issue. And it doesn't say what they will do when they find somebody, but I imagine it's not too far off from what Bill de Blasio said. Send us a picture and we'll send the cops. Well, they get someone that's sick. You might see the cops coming to a hospital or an ambulance or something to pull them out of the crowd.
Nothing to see here, folks. Let's just continue to let our civil liberties erode.
And I'm sure they'll destroy all these drones once the pandemic is gone. They won't
but you're
need
saying
them anymore.
This is being tested. It's not in use.
It is not in use as of now. They're trying to get it there, though.
Yeah. I think more than conservatives are going to have a problem with that.
Yeah.
But we'll see in Connecticut. That's bastion of liberalism there. We'll see if liberalism used to be synonymous with the civil liberties, right?
Right.
ACLU, for example.
Classic liberalism.
Yeah. All right. So we'll pay attention to that drone. How small can they make these drones now, by the way?
Well, drones
these aren't real small. I mean, they look like the kind that kids play with.
Model airplanes?
Yeah, probably about that size.
I would think it depends on how the equipment, whatever kind of scanning equipment they need. They call some of these big, huge airplanes that they remotely fly over battlefields drones. And right. I just sent my grandson a birthday present of a drone that was probably, I'd guess it was maybe 6 or 7 inches across.
You bought him a drone?
For his birthday.
Well, let me tell you, I was... when I was in high school, I dated a girl who used to drone on and on and on. So there were drones even back then.
Isn't that another?
Come on, that was pretty good,
yeah,
right
that
there.
I see what you did there, Ed. Isn't that also a name for like a worker bee?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Drone.
Yeah.
A drone. All right. So we will. I don't want to get too much into your personal business, Steve. I'm just curious about this drone you bought for your grandson.
Sure.
How big was it?
It was about 6 to 7 inches across. Has four of those little.
What does it
propellers.
Do?
Well, it has a camera on it, so he's going. He's wanting to take pictures of his neighborhood. He's six. His dad is going to help.
Can you
him.
Spy on people with those?
Well, you could, but if you're six, why would you?
Like, can you send that drone to your neighbor's patio?
Yes. Yeah. In fact, there's quite a bit of new legal efforts being attempted because people have reported, well, there's a drone right outside my bedroom window. Can I shoot it down? And it is illegal to shoot those down.
It's illegal?
It is illegal.
Why? Because it's not technically on your property?
Well, because it's, I think, first of all, because they are registered with the FAA and they are considered to be like airplanes. They're not technically airplanes. So you can't, and then plus, they're not actually on your property.
You're telling me Steve's grandson is registered with the FAA?
That would be hard for me to believe, but okay.
Well, I think the drones, if they're legal to be flown, have to be, maybe they're FAA compliant or something.
The other reason probably they don't want you shooting them down is because that means you're shooting a bullet straight up in the air.
Right.
And who knows where it's going to land. It's just not wise to do.
Yeah. Well... That's kind of.
But now a broom. What about a broom? Yeah. A good old-fashioned broom.
A broom.
Yeah, just knock it out of the, if it comes down on your patio, you know, and it's hovering.
Without
and
a witch.
Pictures.
You can ride up there and get it yourself.
No, I mean, swat it with the broom. You guys are just, it's just impossible to have a conversation. You guys.
Go ahead, Steve.
Do you guys remember the name Vernon Jones? He's a Democrat representative
in
Georgia.
I remember him.
Do you?
Yeah.
He is the Democrat from Georgia who endorsed President Trump for president because President Trump is doing such great things. He says, for the African-American community, and he caught a lot of guff for it. He was getting heat from fellow Democrats around the country. He has resigned his seat this week and says he will not finish out his term. He says, though, despite his resignation, he will not be leaving the Democrat Party because someone's got to be in there to hold him accountable. And listen to this. He says, this is a tweet, I've seen more Democrats attack me for my decision to endorse the real Donald Trump than ask me why. They've used and abused folks in my community for far too long, taking our votes for granted. Black Americans are waking up. An uprising is near.
Hmm. An uprising where?
In the black community?
In the black community.
You saying that we'll vote for Donald Trump?
No,
well, no, I'm not saying this. This is what the senator or former...
Vote for... black folks are going to vote for Donald Trump. Are you telling me a majority of them?
No. All he's saying is that there's an uprising against the Democrat Party who has been taking African Americans for granted for too long is what he's saying. He is supporting Donald Trump. He is not making...
Well, hopefully it would be healthy in the African American community if the vote wasn't monolithic for the Democrats.
Because then it would at least hold the feet of Democrats to the fire. Right now, like he's saying, the Democrats can say, where else are they going to go?
Well, that's what they do say.
But if they start voting Republican some, then Democrats all of a sudden have to consider ways to actually do what the black community would like them to do.
Now, I think President Trump has an opportunity, I think a lot of people think, to further the dent, if you will, in the black vote in America next time around. You know, we'll see if that holds true or not. But, if he could get 15% of...
That'd be huge.
Yeah, the African-American vote in this country, that would be... Yes, you're right. That would be huge. We'll see. That's been one of the most loyal voting blocks for Democrats for the last four decades, right? The African-American... community. Next topic, Steve.
All right. Hey, we've seen a lot of the government trying to crack down on people that are doing things that they don't want them to do, social gatherings that they don't like. Well, in California, this is in San Clemente, which is down south. I think San Clemente was Richard Nixon's hometown. Anyway, authorities there were really upset because there's a very popular skate park. You know, you've seen those things where it's concrete and they got the little, like swimming pools all attached together with little obstacles in the middle of it.
Oh, I used to go skateboarding here locally all the time.
Well, the government got kind of upset with them. So the government actually brought in tractor trailers full of sand and dirt and dumped it in the skate park.
37 tons of sand.
Who did that? The mayor?
The city of San Clemente, at the mayor's behest, I'm assuming.
Wow. This is the ultimate crabby, you know, the crabby neighbor, hey, you kids, get off my lawn.
Yes.
So but this, hey, you kids, get out of the skating park.
But so it kind of backfired on them. Because, you know, a lot of skaters are kind of multi-sport people. Well, they all got on their dirt bikes, and now they have a dirt bike course in San Clemente where they used to have
the skate sand
park.
Is now?
Yes.
Take that, Mayor.
Yeah. I'm in favor of the kids on this one.
Yeah.
Because these communities have just gone overboard. You know, people getting arrested, you know, throwing the ball with the, you know, their kid in the park.
I don't understand really the logic of shutting down public parks and trails and, quite frankly, beaches to me.
Yeah.
I know, but they put the people who were in favor of that would say, well, you're drawing crowds to areas that, and that's the whole point of what we're doing right now to shelter in place. But at some point you go, if you're going to have a free country, you have to trust people to behave responsibly on their own sometimes and not deny every freedom.
Right.
Have access to places where they might misbehave.
Why don't we just put shock collars on everyone so they can't leave their yard?
My wife and I, we went to Destin, Florida about 6 weeks when this was all starting, about 5 or 6 weeks ago, for 4 or 5 days. And people were already socially distancing. And people do that except for those spring breakers who party.
Right.
Most beaches, people are not going to get in your space.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? There's plenty of area for you to socially distance. Plus, you got the salt water. I mean, open air. I mean, it's just, to me, it's kind of nutty to cancel all lakes, beaches, trails, parks.
The political cynic in me says that they do want more control and more government in your life. There's also probably the reality that these mayors think that they're going to be blamed if somebody in their community dies because they let them go to the park.
Well, all right. We can police. Just that just seems un-American to me.
I agree.
And counterproductive, quite frankly, because people are looking for things to do. You tell them, you know, stay healthy and stay out. Well, I want to go walk on the trail.
Right.
Okay. No, you can't. You got to stay home in your bed.
Because you might meet somebody coming the other direction. Right. You might breathe on each other.
Right. Right. All right. Go ahead. I understand the you don't want thousands of people gathering at a sporting event.
Or even at a movie theater, packed movie theater.
Yeah, right now, I understand that. Now, even then, at some point, you're going to have to say, if you want to go at your own risk,
right?
But in the movie theaters, different situation, you know. Certainly enclosed, shoulder to shoulder. Although they got these theater style seats now in a lot of.
And you could just sell half the tickets so that everybody's spaced.
Yeah, but I'm talking about open air.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Beaches, parks, pathways, trails, closing them all down. Skate parks. Skating, was that what they call them?
Yeah, skateboarding park.
Anyway.
Well, I know, just to end this thing here, I know a lot of people are, like you say, are looking forward to sports, and they may be a little leery to get together, but probably not in Tampa Bay. We know that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers signed Tom Brady. Well, today we found out, or last night we found out, that Rob Gronkowski is also going to Tampa Bay. The Gronk.
Yeah, Rob Gronkowski.
And so I think Tampa Bay fans are going to be crowding that stadium pretty heavily.
That's a good point, Steve.
They've got a lot to...
They're not going to be social distancing at Buccaneer games.
Not much.
At least early on.
Do you guys think there's going to be football? I mean, do you think that's the next big... Well, baseball during the summer, well, I guess we'll have some insight
as to
what they're going
to
do.
When we have more time to explore this, we can. I think this is just me, one Yahoo talking, and that is, I think there will be football, but I think that they're probably going to be less fans allowed in the stadiums to allow for distancing, and also the players themselves are going to have to sign, we won't hold the league responsible if we get sick.
Yeah.
Whatever you call those.
Football doesn't start till September. I would hope we'd be far past
that. Yeah, but you
got to
practice. You got to practice in August,
in the summer. Yeah,
yeah, but no fans in
August.
Practice. I can see that.
Anyway, maybe that's wishful thinking, but I think we'll have some form of football. We will be back tomorrow, everybody. Thanks to Steve and Fred and Ed and Brent, and we'll see you back here 23 hours from now.